All right, we're looking at ways to deal with the night sweats, and I think it is great that there are some simple steps right there in your own power that you can take in order to deal with these night sweats. All right, here's another one. Limit, trigger, fill in the blank for me. Limit, trigger, foods. Limit, trigger, foods or trigger substances. And not necessarily, when I say limit, trigger, substances, I don't mean necessarily illicit drugs either. Check this out. Caffeine. Caffeine can actually trigger postpartum night sweats. For some people, certain foods, certain drinks can trigger or worsen the symptoms of hot flashes and night sweats. So you can track your symptoms to see if they appear after eating specific foods so that you know which ones to avoid. And, you know, dad, husband, children, you older siblings of the newborn, you may want to help mom with this. You know, a lot of times, I mean, we pretty much, you know, sometimes do a pretty good job of just kind of following what each of us eats. And sometimes, you know, the 14-year-old child may say, well, you know, I notice that when we go to restaurant so-and-so, you normally eat and can tell you what you eat. But when we go to such and such a restaurant, you normally eat and tell you what you normally eat there. Just like you said, oh, no, you always order and you tell that child what they order. And so you all may be able to work this part as a team together as well. What did you eat just before those night sweats really kicked in? Maybe something that you ate has something to do with those night sweats. But here are some common triggers for hot flashes. Spicy foods, I mentioned caffeine, alcohol, and give me another one. And this is so obvious that it is easily missed. Okay, think about it again. Night sweats because you're too hot. So what else can you eat or drink that might trigger hot flashes? Whether it has to do with hot flashes because of menopause, hot flashes because of night sweats. There you go. Hot foods or hot liquids. Remember, a little earlier, we talked about drinking cold water as a way of possibly reducing those night sweats. And so if you do the opposite and consume hot stuff, that may give you what you don't want, more heat. In fact, it will give you more heat. The only question is, will it cause those night sweats to kick in or get worse? All right, spicy foods, caffeine, alcohol, hot foods, hot liquids. So you avoid those, you will probably do mucho better. What else can you do? Try relaxation. Try breathing techniques. Stress is related to many health conditions, and learning how to manage stress effectively has quite a few positive results, including for postpartum sweats. According to a 2014 review study, relaxation training, paced breathing, and some people say even hypnosis may help with hot flashes. They're still doing more research, though, to confirm the link, but that's a possibility. But when trying to get to sleep at night or when experiencing night sweats, you can try the following relaxation techniques. Progressive muscle relaxation. You know, we've talked about that quite a bit here. Progressive muscle relaxation, where you're focusing on relaxing the muscles of certain body parts, one at a time, one body part at a time. And when I say one body part at a time, I don't necessarily mean, just as an example, one bicep at a time and then the other bicep, one tricep at a time and then the other tricep. That might take longer than you want it to take. I don't know. You have to know your own personality. In fact, You may want to do it that way one day and not do it that way the next. You may want to do one bicep at a time and then the other bicep, one tricep at a time. Or you may want to do both biceps at the same time, both triceps at the same time, or biceps and triceps, all four at the same time. And then change it up. Both biceps today, both triceps the next time. Whatever works for you, whether it's variety or the same thing. You want to focus on tensing and then relaxing one muscle group or one body part at a time. From the toes to the head is what they're recommending, though. From the toes to the head as opposed to either or. From the toes to the head or from head to toe. They're recommending from the toes to the head. All right, what about visualization, positive thinking? How about deep breathing? And you know, we've talked about all of that before. And of course, just as a reminder with the deep breathing, you're basically going to be taking your time and maybe for the count of three or four, maybe five, you're breathing in very, very, very deeply, very slowly, very deeply, filling your lungs with air, and then very slowly releasing that air back out. And maybe do that for a count of 10, maybe do it for 1 or 2 minutes. Don't want to hyperventilate, but you don't want to just do that twice and then stop, because again, you're trying to relax and it'll take a few minutes to do that. You may want to consider combining some of these relaxation techniques. Progressive muscle relaxation first, and then deep breathing. All right, what else can you do? This is going to be, I think, a surprise to you, but this is going to be a big one. You know, I told you from the very beginning that some of this will surprise you because it is so obvious that it's easily missed. Check this out. Eat well and, this may seem counterintuitive, exercise. You may be thinking, wait a minute, night sweats and exercise? Yeah, but don't exercise at the time that you're ready to go to bed. That's why they're called night sweats. You're ready to call it a night. You're in bed and you're sweating. Exercising at some point earlier may help. Keeping up a healthy lifestyle with good nutrition and frequent exercise can be powerful in improving the body's ability to recover after pregnancy. By the way, let me mention this while I'm thinking about it. Those of you who are not pregnant yet, or you are pregnant, you haven't been exercising, talk with your doctor. Find out if it's okay for you to exercise. If so, how strenuously? What is the level of intensity to which you can exercise? Listen to your doctor and listen to your body and exercise. You get the green light, follow that guideline. The exercise and eating well can improve the body's ability to recover, improving both physical and mental health. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you, do this. Dads, moms, I'm sorry, husbands, dads, husbands, partners, maybe encourage mommy to exercise with you. Or if she's already doing it, inspire her even more by joining her if you're not doing it. Now, eating. Dietitians recommend that, of course, people eat mainly vegetables, some fruit, whole grains, lean protein, and healthy fats to promote health. Please don't forget, please don't dismiss, please don't disregard healthy fats. For a long time, we were told, avoid fats, avoid fats, avoid fats. But many of you know that as I've been sharing information with you from what the experts have been saying much more recently, it's not about avoiding all fats. It's about avoiding the unhealthy fats, the saturated fats. The saturated fats are the ones to avoid, but the unsaturated fats are the ones that we actually need. polyunsaturated and monounsaturated fats need to be part of our diet to help our brains, to help our bodies overall. All right, more on what can be done about night sweats as we continue with Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. in just a few.